When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Did you ever think that buying a car would actually save you 70 to 80,000 per year? Yes, there is substantial amount of research today that proves that if you buy an electric vehicle instead of a regular IC vehicle, not only you save about 70 to 80,000 per year, but you can also recover the additional cost of ownership in just about 12 to 15 months. I wonder what all you can do with that money yet.
This is HD Auto Nation.
Hello guys, welcome to the very first and very exciting episode of Auto Nation. This is Vipin and I will bring you all the latest khabar of the automobile industry along with answers to whatever questions you might have about your current or next to be car or bike. So guys, 2021, kafi kuch badal gaya. Life as we knew has totally taken a U-turn thanks to the COVID-19 virus. गाइज इस पैंडेमिक में हम सभी ने किसी ना किसी लेवल पे काफी एडजस्ट किया है, काफी कुछ सीखा है और एक बहुत प्रोमिनेंट चीज जो मैंने सीखी है और आई एम श्योर आप लोगों ने भी सीखी होगी वो ये है कि डोंट टेक लाइफ फॉर ग्रांटेड यार इजंट इट बेटर टू कॉन्शियसली चेंज द वे यू लिव रादर देन बीइंग फोर्स्ड टू चेंज सो टॉकिंग अबाउट चेंज इन टुडेज एपिसोड ऑफ HD ऑटो नेशन वील डिस्कस द टाउटेड फ्यूचर ऑफ ऑटोमोबाइल इंडस्ट्री इलेक्ट्रिक कार्स एंड बाइक्स. But before we get into any discussion, let me tell you that this episode is divided into two parts. Part one is where we discuss about electric cars and we'll be taking up electric motorbikes in part two. Now, the question, why the need for electric vehicles? Or in this case, electric cars? So guys, pollution caused by vehicles constitutes about 27% of the total air pollution, which is not a small number. A typical passenger vehicle emits about 4.6 metric tons of carbon dioxide per year. And this number can vary based on vehicle's fuel, fuel economy, and the number of kilometers driven per year. So yeah, it's a no-brainer that if we bring that 27% down, we stand a chance to slow down the global warming to a great extent. After all, Earth is the only home we've got. And electric vehicles can be one of the answers to the problem. Okay, so why electric cars? Well, the biggest plus point is zero emissions because electric cars don't cause any air pollution. Then they are more convenient. Like electric vehicles are very easy to recharge and the best part is you'll no longer need to run to the fuel station before hitting the road. Even a normal household socket can be used for charging an electric car. Then there is savings, of course. Everybody is, you know, very financially conscious these days. So these cars can be recharged at very low prices. And the government is offering a lot of subsidies on, for going green using the electric cars. Okay, so about the savings that I was talking at the beginning of the episode. Okay, so let's do some math for you. Considering that a person living in Delhi NCR drives about 50 kilometers a day, a fair figure, huh? So you drive 50 kilometers a day and let's say you drive 25 days a month. So you drive about 1250 kilometers in a month. Let's say your conventional petrol or diesel car gives you an average of 13 kilometer, which is fairly reasonable. City driving mein, I don't think isse zyada milta hoga kisi ko, or rather less. So you end up consuming about 96 liters of fuel. And given the price of fuel in Delhi NCR, you will end up shelling out about 8,500 to 9,000 rupees every month on fuel. Okay. And mind you, these are very, generous figures. For many people, these figures will be maybe a little less. But at the same time, if you own an electric vehicle and, given the same number of kilometers that you run every day, the running cost of an electric vehicle is about 1.2 to 1.5 rupees per kilometer. So if we multiply 1250 with 1.5, okay? This comes about 1900 rupees. The running expense on a petrol or diesel car is about 8500 minus, let's take 1900. So you end up saving 6,600 rupees every month. And if we multiply it with 12, it comes about 79,200. So yes, this was just an approximation, but keeping in account all the factors, you know, your daily run could be less or maybe more. The fuel prices keep fluctuating a little bit, and the average of your vehicle could be maybe more or maybe less. So given all the variables, you will end up saving about 70,000 to 80,000 per year. Imagine you could buy a new iPhone every second year. Wow. Or every year if you go for a cheaper one. So yeah, electric cars can be a great way to save money. Now talking about some physics, electric cars are safer to drive. Not only they undergo the same fitness and testing procedures as the other fuel-powered cars, electric cars are also safer to drive because of their lower center of gravity. How? So the battery pack, which is considerably heavy in weight, is installed in the bed of the car. So that makes it even more stable in case of a collision. And another advantage is low maintenance, because since electric cars run on electrically powered engines, so the recurring expenses related to the combustion engine and a ton of maintenance tasks that are usually performed, you can get away with them. So maintaining an electric car is very cheap. Now, the Indian automobile industry has seen a certain traction going for electric vehicles since last year, 2020. Currently, we have companies like Hyundai, MG Motors, Tata Motors in the compact electric SUV segments, along with luxury cars like Mercedes EQC and Jaguar I-Pace currently on offer. So guys, the options might seem limited at present, but 2021 can see some big players joining the fleet. Audi has recently launched the e-tron, with Mercedes bringing in the EQA later around October this year. And around October only, we can also expect Volvo XC40 Recharge. And yes, of course, how can we forget the Tesla Model 3 lined up to launch in December 2021. So yeah, 2021 seems pretty promising for the electric cars market in India. So now let's discuss cars that are most sought after in terms of affordability and are currently on offer in the Indian market. So yes, you guessed it right. Let's see how Hyundai Kona Electric, Tata Nexon EV and MG ZS EV fare against each other in terms of performance, features, looks. So let's dive deep into it. Okay, before that, let me tell you that among the three cars that we're talking about, Tata Nexon EV is priced considerably low because it fits in the sub 4 meter category, and the Kona Electric and the ZS EV both are 4 plus meters SUVs. So talking numbers, Hyundai Kona Electric will cost you somewhere around 25 lakhs. This is the electric premium version we're talking about. So the on-road price will be somewhere around 25 lakhs. MG ZS EV will cost again around 25.3 to 25.5 lakhs on road. This is the MG ZS exclusive version we're talking about. And the Tata Nexon EV ZS Plus model will sit around 16.3 or 4 lakhs. So yeah, definitely there is a difference of about 8 to 9 lakhs there. So talking about dimensions, like I mentioned earlier, Hyundai Kona is 4,180 millimeters long, and MG ZS EV is 4,314 millimeters long, and the Tata Nexon, being a sub 4 meter, sits at 3,993 millimeters. All the three cars get basic comfort features like power steering, power windows, front and rear. In terms of safety, all of the three cars get anti-lock braking system, central locking, power door locks. Both Hyundai Kona Electric and MG ZS EV get 6 airbags each. However, Tata Nexon EV gets only 2. Talking about performance and battery packs, so Hyundai Kona Electric has a 39.2 kilowatt hour battery pack and delivers 134 bhp of power with 395 newton meters of torque. Tata Nexon EV gets a 30.2 kWh battery pack with 127 bhp and a maximum torque of 245 Nm. And the MG ZS EV gets a 44.5 kWh battery pack, delivering about 140.8 bhp and a torque of 350 Nm. And let me tell you guys, in all these three cars, the torque is available right at the tap of your foot. So the moment you press the pedal, you can feel that rush. And believe you me, driving an electric car is totally different than what you've experienced with the petrol or the diesel ones. Now something that us Hindustanis are most interested in, the mileage of the car. Hyundai Kona Electric will go 452 kilometers on a full charge. And mind you, these are the claimed numbers. Actual figures, actual on-road performance is going to be lesser than this. much lesser. Tata Nexon EV drives about 312 kilometers on a full charge, and MG ZS EV, the claimed mileage is 419 kilometers on a full charge. So this was a brief comparison of the three best sought-after electric cars in the Indian market today, and I hope that this will help you choose your pick. And now it's time for
HD Automation Expert Tip.
Okay guys, so lockdown mein bahut se logon ki gaadiyan bas parking mein khadi rahi, because obviously everybody was confined to their homes. So guys, if ever there's a situation jahan aapki gaadi ek lambe time tak khadi rahegi, so you can follow these simple measures to make sure that your car stays fit and fine. Number one, unless your car has an electronic parking brake, make sure that you have not engaged the handbrake while your car is parked for longer periods of time. Instead, you can engage the gear to keep it stationary. Number two, once in every 10 days, turn on the engine, let it run for a couple of minutes, and then take it out for a small spin if possible. This will prevent the wheels from being jammed and will keep the engine and the other parts healthy. Number three, just because you're not driving the car doesn't mean your car doesn't need service. It's recommended to keep up with your service schedule even if you haven't been driving much. So guys, these are some very simple points that you can keep in mind to keep your beloved ride fit and fine and ready to go always. Guys, I hope you liked this episode of HD Auto Nation. For any question or feedback, you can reach me on my Instagram handle @rohoka. Different, Anna? That's what I thought. So this is how it's spelled. A-R-O-H-A-K-A. Arohaka. Find me on Instagram and do follow @HTSmartcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and now we are on Clubhouse too. To listen to more such podcasts, you can log on to htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se. And now it's time to wrap up this episode of HT Auto Nation. See you guys real soon with part 2 of this episode. Till then, take care, bye-bye, and namaste.
You were listening to HD Auto Nation. Auto Nation.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.